Fitness professional. My two favorite words. Fitness. Being healthy, fit, strong, energized, powerful, happy, and being able to cope with all the challenges in your life because you are fit. Professional. Dressing well, arriving on time, having in-depth knowledge, updating your skills and knowledge, treating people with respect, leaving a profit, making the world a better place, and getting paid to do it. Fitness professional, my two favorite words. Unfortunately, in too many business circles, circles of influence, in people's opinions, and if you ask the general public, the fitness professional terminology is considered an oxymoron. Yes, you're in the fitness industry, or yes, you're a personal trainer, or yes, you're a fitness instructor. But when you put those two words together in the true meaning of the word, we're often not taken seriously. So what do we need to do so that the word fitness professional is considered by the medical professionals, the doctors, the government, the general public as a real terminology? If we're going to be considered as professional people, we have to maintain the standards of what professionalism stands for. Too many people in the who are employed to train people to exercise, and I'm very careful about saying fitness profession because that terminology is not taken seriously either. But what if in our lifetime, you and I, together with our profession, took that terminology from fitness industry, fitness person, personal trainer, fitness instructor, and the two words together became synonymous with exactly that, fitness people who are professional? What if our entire profession made a commitment to arriving on time, in other words, being early and prepared so that when the health club opens, when the personal training studio opens, when your client arrives, the session is set up, the class is set up, the health club is open, the lights are on, and everything's happening as it should be before people arrive. That's called being on time. What if our profession stopped dressing like strippers? We stopped dressing like casual people who don't believe that we are taken seriously. I had a chat with the Air New Zealand pilot only 2 days ago, and he was dressed, of course, immaculately, shiny shoes, extremely well ironed trousers, his hat on straight, his shirt was brilliant, his jacket was amazing. And I made comment, I said, "Thank you, sir, you look professional." And he said, "Of course I do, I'm a pilot." It was just so refreshing. Wouldn't that be great if people were giving us compliments by saying, "You're the most professionally dressed person I know," and our answer was, "Of course, I'm a fitness professional." Tracksuits and shorts and t-shirts and singlets and tattoos and earrings in five places in our ear and dirty shoes and dirty cars that whole presentation is so incredibly important. What if we all took it seriously and became the best dressed profession on the planet? What if we took our education seriously? If you went to a mechanic and said, "Could you please fix my carburetor?" and he didn't know what a carburetor was, you'd be a little bit skeptical. No, you wouldn't give him your car to look after. What if you went to the doctor and you said, "I have a sore foot," and he didn't exactly know all the muscles and bones in the foot? As fitness professionals, we are so, our level of knowledge has to be updated. Knowing your anatomy is not something you learn to forget, learn it for the test and then forget it. Daily, we're dealing with people who need to know that they can trust us to have the knowledge to know what all the muscles and bones are, how they insert, how they originate, and how they work together to make an exercise program effective so that the person gets the result. And that's the flow through. We've got too much argument in our profession about what's the best exercise. The best exercise is the safest exercise that gives the best result in the shortest period of time for what the client wants. And until we ask those questions, so we have to know the anatomy and physiology, we have to know what programs work and what don't, and that's based on anatomy and physiology, but ultimately that has to be based on the person's lifestyle, so our communication skills have to be the very best. We are counsellors, we are psychiatrists, we are doctors, all of those things, people come to us for advice. We seem very happy to give the advice, we seem very happy to have a strong opinion, we seem very happy to tell people what we think, and yet do we have the right to? I often share with my students, if you don't know your anatomy and physiology, you have no right to have an opinion about whether an exercise is safe or whether it's effective, because you just simply don't know. Fitness professional. What if in our lifetime, fitness professional wasn't a joke. It wasn't an oxymoron. It became a reality. What if in our lifetime people looked at our profession and said, that's where I can go because they can help me get fit, get healthy, get strong. They can help me get rid of coronary heart disease, type 2 diabetes. They can help me never to become obese. And if I am, they can help me become lean, healthy, fit and strong again. They can help me with my energy levels. They can help me with my self-esteem. They can help me be able to play with my kids, have better intimate relationships with my partner. The fitness profession is where I'm going to go because they're the people that are truly the professionals of fitness in our lifetime.